Hej och välkommen till Swedish Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language. And I often call this a shortcut, and of course you can ask, are there really shortcuts when it comes to learning and learning a new language? Perhaps yes and no at the same time. Of course you always need to do the hard job and learn new words and learn new stuff all the time. Perhaps I would say that the shortcut in this case is that in Sweezy we are trying to learn the most important and logic structures first before we look at all the details and exceptions and so on. This is why we have been talking about things and making sentences for 70 episodes now, and not until now have we been starting to talk about nouns being divided into two groups. Nouns that are either connected to the word en or the word it. I would say that en and it are two important words, of course, because you are using them very often. But as you can tell, you can also say quite a lot without using those two words. And even more important to know, if you are using them or using them, so to say, incorrectly, switching them or so, that will not be a great obstacle for you to speak Swedish. That is, people will understand you, even if you say en or ett wrong. So I would say that it's more important to use the language and say something than being quiet because you don't know if a word is called en something or et something. I don't know if you agree, but that is at least what I want to encourage you to do in this podcast, to be brave, to have fun, to discover the language and to be curious and try to see, okay, I found these tools. There seems to be a pattern here. And when you read and listen and learn, perhaps you will see new patterns all the time and be like, what if I tried to exchange just one word and see if I can make a new sentence? Will people still understand me? So I just want to cheer you on. Learning new things takes a lot of energy. You're using the brain. You're doing hard work. But it's so cool to hear a person say something in Swedish. I really, truly wish I could meet each and every one of you and just listen to what you're saying and hearing how you pronounce things. And I don't know how I would do that, but yeah, I don't know. Wherever you are in Sweden or around the world, if you will ever see me on a bus or just, I don't know, send me a voice message or something when you try to say something in Swedish, I would be really proud of you. So, after this little speech of mine encouraging you, would you like to speak some Swedish? Ja, tack. Yes, please. Ja, tack. Okay, let's do it. We were learning some fruits in last episodes, so let's repeat something. An apple. Do you remember how to say in Swedish an apple? And please note that when you say an apple, you will always need to think a moment. Is it en something or ett something? So how would you say in Swedish an apple? Ett äpple. Ett äpple. Very good. Bra. So äpple is always connected to the word ett. It's never connected to the word en. It's ett äpple. Ett äpple. Very good. We also talked about the word a banana. So do you remember how to say in Swedish a banana? En banan. En banan. Very good. So now I would like you to learn a new fruit. And I thought perhaps we could take the fruit a pear. Is it a pear or a pear? Pear. How do you pronounce that in English? Oh, I should have checked this up. A pear? I think it's a pear. Well, if my English is bad, that is not like a surprise to me. But in Swedish, I know how to say it at least. So please say after me. A pear in Swedish is pronounced like this. Ett päron. Ett päron. Can you say that? Ett päron. Very good. Päron. The vowel here, ä, päron, is spelled with an A with two small dots above it. That is the letter ä in Swedish. So once again, how would you say in Swedish, a pear? Ett päron. Ett päron. Very good. Now, in Swedish, we can also say the something, the fruit, the banana, the pear, the apple, or whatever. And we have been learning that the word the is, in Swedish, it's rather something that is glued right, it's stuck right to, onto the word, in the end of the word. So let's look at the word a banana. Once again, can you say in Swedish the words a banana? En banan, en banan. Very good, en banan. So you have en banan. But if you want to say the banana, you will have to say it as one single word. So how do you think that you would say in Swedish the word the banana? Bananen. Bananen. Did you know it? Or did you guess it? Previously we have been talking about a song and the song, or a book and a cat and so on. And I think that pattern is a good description of what's happening here, because you can see a pattern that you can say en banan, for instance. But if you want to say the banana, you take the sound N and you put it in the back of the word banan. So it's going to be bananen, bananen, as one single word. Now, what's new information, maybe, to you, at least in this podcast, is that if a noun is connected to the word it, such as, I'm not going to say such as, I'm just going to say it something, and you want to say the something, you will take not en but it and put it in the back of the word. So for instance, we have the word a pair. And can you please repeat that and think and say it out loud? How do you say in Swedish the words a pair? Ett päron, ett päron. Bra. So now, if you would like to say the pear, you will not say päronen, but you will take the sound ett and put that in the end of the word päron. So, can you make a guess? How do you think you would say in Swedish the word the pear? Päronet, päronet. Can you say that? Päronet. Bra. So to say the something, to make specific the noun that you're talking about, you can say that the pattern or the tool that you will use is depends on if the noun is connected to en or et. So if it's connected to en in its basic form, such as en banan, the banana will have en as its final sound. Bananen. But if the noun päron is connected to the word ett, ett päron, the päron, the pear, will have t as its final sound, so you will say päronet, päronet, to say the pair.
This means that there are, you can say, two different ways of translating the word the from English into Swedish, and it will either end with this the sound n, or it will end with the sound t, t. And this depends on if it's connected to the n word or the ett word, the n or the ett in Swedish. So this is a pattern that you will see it if you know, like, now that you know it, you can look at a text or you can listen to Swedish, and you can see this pattern, well, every now and then, that words will have very often the sound n or the sound t in the end when we are talking about them in specific ways, such as the banana or the pear. And as always, if you don't know whether a noun is in that group or that group, it's not a big deal, but you can make a guess, or you can ask someone, or you can look it up, and so on, so on, so on. But very often, if you listen or read, you can also find it out by listening, if you know the pattern. So I hope that this short information could give you some kind of clue to keep on learning Swedish. And we are not gonna speak more today, but I just want to encourage you to take the patterns and try to see if you can find them. And I hope that you would like to keep on speaking in the next episode, when we are going to learn even more words. So that will be fun. So thank you all for today. And as always, if you have questions, and if all this new information about N and eth is difficult in some way, perhaps I can make something more clear if you write to us on the Facebook page or on the email, sweezylessons@outlook.com. So I hope I can make things clearer in that way. If that's the case. Okay, thank you all for listening, and have a great day. Ha en bra dag. Hej då!